As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Katie. You have done something you have never done before.
That I have never done before, and it's all thanks to Mo Mitch. I would like to say it is official. As of this last past weekend, I am now a featured recording artist, y'all.
Ooh.
What?
What?
Oh, Lord.
Is it going to her head, Mo?
Clearly.
No.
Clearly, JK. I mean, a recording artist now could be a podcaster.
But, well, yeah, okay, but in the sense of music.
There goes your dream.
No, I've been two times over this.
So say recording music artist.
Recording music artist.
Okay, how is this?
Are you the Beyonce or are you the Blue Ivy?
I'm the Northwest.
it's a different, I don't know, it ain't one direction. I don't know what direction it's going.
So I never... Okay, let me set the scene for you. Mo talked about how he went and recorded some music, right? Laid down some tracks, had a nice little studio session. And he invited me to join and just watch and kick it with other friends. And I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, you're part of the entourage.
Right? And so when you go in, it's already cool because it's a nice studio with the nice lights and stuff. I felt all fancy and stuff. I was like, ooh, we're going to have like bottles and just... kicking it in the studio. I don't know. When I see a studio session, I think it's just a great entourage time.
Just party time.
Yeah. Just party time.
For everybody but me. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, he was having hot tea. I don't think there were bottles there.
I was in there sweating.
He was having hot tea. I was having shots. Yeah.
I feel like everybody in there is like a music producer or support or whatever, that an engineer. And then there's always that one person that don't quite fit in. And that's usually the person that rolls the joints. So is that what you're
No.
Okay.
No, he's as important as the artist.
I agree.
That guy's important.
Is that why you brought him?
Yes. I was the one in the back eating chips. Wasn't the same. So Mo was doing a great song, and then we're just like chilling, and he comes out the studio. He's like, "Y'all, I think I want to try something. Y'all come here real quick." And I was like, ooh.
The genius is starting to flow. Okay.
More like the Hennessy, but genius is good.
And he's like, say these two lines. And I said, two lines. And he's like, all right, now do it again. I was like,
yeah, because you were stiff. No, tell him how stiff you were the first time.
Now you're on mic now with headphones in, and you're in the performing studio.
Yes, I feel like Drake now.
Okay.
Wow, that is a jump.
I'm guessing the scene looks like it does in movies where, Mo, you're in the recording part of it. You got Mike, and then you got producers that are on the board and stuff like that. So you come out from the producer. Now you're in the main studio on mic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I can see people through the little glass and stuff. I'm like, turn me up. So when he first tells me to say these two lines, I'm like, okay, I don't know how you want me to say it, but he says it, and it's like basically repeat after me. And I'm like, okay. So I repeat it after him, and I have my hands behind my back. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You
like,
loosen up in here.
Yeah. So he gets me to loosen up. He's like, just say it like you're talking to your girl, right? And I'm like, okay. He's like, just zone out. So I close my eyes, and I channel my inner sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And I say those two lines, and I'm like, yeah. And then Mo looked at me, he's like, yeah. And he left it on the song, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Can we hear the lines?
Can we hear the lines?
Oh, wow.
Katie?
Well, I that was your music. I didn't think you want to release the sample yet.
No,
you
could have
played that part.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's probably, I didn't know where we were going here, so I didn't have this ready, but we could have played that part. I don't know if it's too late for me to send it now.
Well, can you just like recreate it? Like, so this is what it sounds like, because you're just in the studio by yourself. You don't have like the backing, like you don't have the track on it yet. So can we hear the lines?
What was the line? Do you remember?
You don't remember the line?
I don't. It left me as soon as I recorded it.
Maybe the reason that we don't know what we're about is because I don't let things in and you don't let things out.
Yeah, so.
Ooh, can you improv that?
Right?
So Mo was like, yeah.
Right.
So it was kind of like an echo effect. So Mo was like, maybe the reason. And then I came in, maybe the reason. That we don't know what we about. We don't know what we about. Cause you never let in. Some let in. And we know something out.
That's exactly how you sounded the first time you did it too. Just like that.
It was like in that tone.
So it wasn't like spoken. Like you weren't like leaving a voicemail and he was sampling it and using it in the song. You were actually singing on it.
Yeah, like, and I was repeating after Mo though and saying it how he wanted me to.
Cause the beat like slows down at the end. And it kind of does a chopped and screwed kind of feel. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. It's kind of like when you hear a song and they slow it down so much that it has like a maybe the reason, and it kind of has like that deep. But I felt like it would sound better from a woman, so I wanted Katie to try it with her voice, and she went in there with our friend Janae, and they did like an overlay of each other, and then so then like the first time Katie was stiff, the second time they did it so good, which kind of shocked me. That I left it on the song. So I guess I officially have to give you credit for the song now.
Thank you. Because I was going to ask. I was like, do I get a little tiny KL on the back, like in the credits?
My initials? I got to give her like 0.00001% right. of the song price.
No, it's two lines. She gets 0.0002%.
Oh, that's fair.
The Burt Show.